Hello, listeners. Jack Skipper here, and I'm here to tell you about our brand new Patreon page. Is that page?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep, page, link.
Page, link, yeah.
Yeah.
Patreon. Patreon.com/ get Jack. Tom, can you take over?
Right. Patreon page.
Patreon.com/ get to the good stuff with Jack Skipper.
Yeah, and it will be worth it.
It will be worth
despite
it.
Despite this.
What can you get, Tom?
You get early access and ad-free episodes. Ooh. If you don't like the ads, that is the perfect... That's just number one.
That's number one. What else you get?
You get a bonus episode content, get to the extra good stuff.
Yeah. And does that... On that, Tom...
yeah?
Do people get a chance to share their own stories?
They certainly do.
Oh, wow.
You get additional video content... Early ticket links to future GTTO... That doesn't work.
Get to the good stuff.
Get to the good stuff live shows.
Early ticket links to get to... You'll get the outtakes from this intro.
It will be worth it.
No, it will be worth it. It will be worth it.
If they do become a patron, what do they become?
Goodens. We're going to call you Goodens. Get to the good stuff, Goodens.
It's a tiered Patreon system, but the first 70 of you, for the low price of £3 a month, you get everything that's in the top tier.
Wait, so what you're telling me is that people better rush and try and be part of that original 70.
And you will also get a little badge.
Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Right? We appreciate everyone who listens. And if you don't want to join the Patreon, please subscribe,
listen,
review,
listen,
share, do that. Absolutely. But if you do want a Patreon and go and get all that extra stuff, we love you. I think that was really smooth. Enjoy the episode, guys.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. This sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well, maybe. Why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
We just chit chat and then
it's bollocks.
It's bollocks. It's absolute.
I don't even know
bollocks.
What's it called.
Get to the good stuff, which is we should rename it really because it's just bollocks.
Absolute bollocks.
Get to the bollocks.
But what made you decide to do this podcast? And did you two decide to do it together when you did that his gig in Bexley?
No.
Or had you always wanted to do it with Tom and the podcast?
I like it.
Oh, I should do stand up.
Get to the good stuff with Ninia Benjamin.
Yeah.
No, what it was, the thing of the podcast was I asked intrusive questions. That's the thing. The whole point was it was going to be not chit chatty. But then Tom came on the episode. We started talking about what's your favourite sandwich. So that's.
Favourite sandwich and what you put on a cooked breakfast.
Yeah. But it's still good stuff to me.
Yeah, but you still got to ask me. I still want the core element questions that you are.
So that's what I was saying. So it sort of changed. So what it was, I didn't do any buttering up.
Yeah.
So it used to be when I first started. I'll just
are you talking
ask,
about breakfast?
No.
Sorry.
I'll just ask a question straight away and we'll go straight in.
So why don't you do that then?
Well, let's do it then.
Okay, start again.
Yeah.
No, let's start from the beginning. Why didn't they know that? I was coming in. This is ridiculous. All my days. Hi, babes. Yeah, I will take the hug. Thank you. I'll take the hug from you as well, Tom. Thank you. Hi, young man. Hi. What's your first question then?
You ever been caught shagging?
No.
There we go. That's why.
Thanks so much for coming in.
I've watched two people have it off. I'd like to go and watch Dogging.
You'd like to go watch?
Yeah. Who wouldn't like to go and watch Dogging? But I don't want to get nyam. Do you know what I mean? As in court. Nyam is a colloquial word for being caught. I don't want to get nyam watching people fuck. Can you swear on this?
Yeah, yeah, do it.
But I would love to go dogging.
I would.
I really would. I really, really would, you know. But I did catch, when I used to have a real job, I caught two people having it off in one of the manager's offices.
Oh.
I know. Somebody who's never liked stairs, when I tell you, I slided up them stairs to tell everybody who was having it off in it. Because it was just this is when you would have an office party actually in the office, and somebody just playing, you know, putting a cassette in. That's how old I am. And I just went for, I didn't want no more alcohol. And I went downstairs and I went, what's that? Because we had, it used to be open plan, obviously, and they put the glass dividers down. And I said, lad, I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Tell us.
Nope. And I thought, oh, my days. Oh, my. I run upstairs. I told everybody, everybody came downstairs and just we just watched them.
What happened when they came back in the room?
Well, people just, you know, I can't even do it. You know, I'm trying to snigger. Oh, my days. Look, oh, my days.
Well, they were just like, they were just calling. Was he the manager? Or was it the manager?
No, they were both equal. Well, he was an officer of something and she wasn't. So, yeah. So
that's the old fashioned Christmas party, isn't it?
Yeah, that's your proper old fashioned Christmas
photocopy
party.
Photocopy your ass.
Yeah.
That'd be a thing, didn't it?
Was either of them in a relationship? Was it like a scandal or was it like just two single people?
Oh, one day, yes, one of them was. One of them was. That is why. That is why. But yeah. It was just like watching his white bum going in. His bum was proper white, you know? It's like really white compared to his arms. Do you know what I mean?
Sunglasses on.
Yeah. So, yeah. Oh. Yeah, so that's what I've caught, but I've never been caught.
Yeah, I think dogging can be a spectator sport, though.
Yeah, it can be, but you don't want to get caught. You don't want the police to come, yeah?
Hey, what are you doing?
And then you go, oh, hi. And then they go, minor celebrity Ninja Benjamin was caught watching two people in the act of sexual intercourse, because they wouldn't say dogging.
You're just there.
On the...
popcorn.
Yeah, exactly. Well, no, I did. I'll just be like...
3D glasses.
My friend, he went and threw stuff at doggers. Oh. I think he threw milk or something.
Was the window open?
Yeah.
Was the window open?
Yeah, and then this poor bloke... Like was drenched.
Yeah, that's so horrible.
I still remember him telling, I was like, what happened when you drove away? He said, I just, in the rearview mirror, I could see this bloke getting out of his car and just standing there soaking.
That could have been the bloke's excuse. Oh, someone threw milk at me. Oh. That's what happened. That's why I've got to stop. Yeah.
Can I just say something? Yeah. Because this is where I'm going. So the first thing I would say to your mate is why?
Yeah.
Why would you go? Why would you go there and chuck milk rather than watch the man, see his technique and see if that technique you could learn something from it? See how he's touching her, where he's touching. About he's got time to go and buy milk. Obviously, it's not in today's crisis of how expensive. But when a dash milk over people in their car, if that was me, I'd be fucking mad. I'd be mad. You're there giving people freeness, you know.
Yeah, they're
getting freeness.
Yeah, and then when that gets into the upholstery, it's going to stink.
And the milk.
Come on.
You just need to do one now, Tom. You need to do one.
There's no use crying about it.
Come on.
Run for the comedians. That's what happens. See, that's what you pay the ticket.
Yeah, but that's what you want, and you want them kind of crowbarding. That's what you want. You want a crowbarding joke.
Yeah.
Not pretending to just be kind of, oh, look, I'm going to say this. I know it's going to be funny. No, crowbarring that fucking joke and let us know that you're a comic. Okay. You might have to take my bass down on me because I'm proper loud, Okay, you say no, and then when you listen back to it, you go, fuck me, we can't hear nothing. That Nina's saying, she's so fucking loud.
Let's go. What was one of your pleasant questions you wanted to ask?
Pleasant, what makes you happy?
That's lovely. See,
gosh.
A lady coming in here and me asking, do you recall Shaggy?
Yeah. You upset yourself?
I feel terrible now.
I'll shit myself, though.
Oh, yes.
Is that what makes you happy?
No, but pooing is just love. When you do a good poo, can't poo, and then you just do a nice, proper shit, a proper one. Do you know what I mean? Not enough women talk about the fact that they like to do a proper shit. No, I talk about it on stage, didn't I? But, I thought... once I was in Dominica, which is where my parents come from. Let's not confuse it with Dominican Republic, which is on the other half of Haiti. This is an island called Dominica. Nice. Right. So I felt like I just wanted to go poo. I felt like, oh, I think I'm going to do a fart. And my friend was stringing me. And then I went, oh, my days. Wait, no. This is a poo, but that's not really shitting yourself. Shitting yourself in its true essence. Yeah. If we was to look at an Oxford Dictionary or a Collins Dictionary or the American version of both of those.
What qualifies?
I was, I remember this is when I had my old leather settee, yeah?
Oh, no.
That's handy.
Think of the upholstery.
I said, and I went, do you know what? Man, this I've been farting them old. You know you do them gut farts? Them gut fart that stink. That fart is coming from your aura, yeah?
That was a check.
And I'm doing this fart. And I said, I went, what? That feels slidey. Oh my days. No, it was watery, yeah. It actually left a little bit of liquid. Let's use the correct Latin feces on the seat. And I went, oh my days, I'm proper really shit myself. You know, because I'm sure shitting yourself, you don't know that you're going to shit yourself, as opposed to, gosh.
You know, I find it really funny at the moment, because we're in a new studio, they're filming Channel 4 News next door.
Can they hear? They can't.
John Snow's in there, you know, that's a slave.
Imagine if the feeds get mixed up and this
that would be hilarious. Oh my. That would be absolutely hilarious. So yeah, I did that.
Well, we need a palate cleanser, right?
Yeah.
I hope makes you happy.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, it's a plethora of things.
Right.
As well as words, it makes me happy. Oh. But the main one is gardening. I know. I know. I'm a gardener. I'm a keen gardener. And right now I'm growing tomatoes in a bottle hanging upside down because apparently the gravity and it stops all the slugs and stuff like that. Even though the slugs killed my cucumber.
Sounds
like a film.
Cooking makes me happy. Cooking.
Oh, cooking.
Saying cooking. Getting on stage. I hate everything up to the actually stepping on stage. I hate all of it.
First joke, though? Or is it actually on?
No. Just the nanosecond I step on a stage. Because I've always wanted to entertain. So the nanosecond I step on stage, I love it. I love that. But I hate everything. I hate the travelling. Lord, I hate the travelling. Trust me. It's only because, I like you. That I'm doing this for no fucking money. I hope these people know that you lot don't pay and that there are some podcasts that... No, actually, I've never done a podcast where they pay. Not even a sweetie, people. Not even some old half-dead jelly beans that have been touched up by all of them flipping, touching their cocks as they go and piss and then, pretending to wash them. And then I bet you when they do wash them, they use blow dryers and they don't know that you shouldn't use blow dryers. And if you ever go into a hospital, you will never see the hand blowing dryers. Why? Because they've got filters in them, and as you're drying your hands, all you're doing is drying your hands in old dead shit and old dead piss. And I never ever use a hand dryer.
And that's what makes you happy.
I went for a real roller coaster of emotions there, because then she said, told me she liked me, and I was like, that's fine. And then she slagged off my podcast.
And your personal hygiene.
And I was like, listen, go back to that bit where you said you like me. Start again.
No, I like RuPaul's Drag Race. The things that makes me happy.
Gardening. Let's go back to gardening. Just touch on that though.
Oh yeah. Oh, so I just, one of my favourite flowers are begonias because they look like massive roses, but they're not. And they take some skill in growing them. I just love gardening. It allows you to let your mind wander while you have nature in it, apart from flies and bees when they come round you. Do you know I crashed a car because I thought a wasp got in my car? But that's another story.
What? When you say you thought a wasp, it wasn't confirmed it was a wasp.
Oh, my days. It's just...
What it was it? Just...
The dogger.
If it was a dogger with his cock out, you think I would watch it? Listen, let me tell you now. I tell everybody, I'm a gay man, you know. I like to see a penis. I love a penis. I just like, I like boys.
Penis and
cocks and bollocks.
Yeah.
In all its terms. All right, so I'm driving to Portsmouth, right? No AC. I've never had a car with AC, and even if I did, I wouldn't have it on because I think AC is yucky. And he rolled up. Driving along the Black, not Blackpool Tunnel Road, that road, North Circular, going that way to Portsmouth. In front of me is a brand new King Mercedes. And this thing just flies into my window. This was my first automatic.
Right.
So when you take your foot off the brake, it goes forward if it's in drive, if you haven't got it in neutral.
Yeah.
Bam, into the back of a brand new Mercedes. That bumper, and this is when Portsmouth Jonglers was at its height, so you're looking at maybe 15 years ago, cost me £1,800.
Jesus.
Just for the bumper. And it was a sycamore leaf.
It was a sycamore leaf.
You'd
rather it be a wasp, make it worthwhile.
Yeah. Oh my days. So yeah, that happened. So yeah, apart from the flies, you know.
I want to ask you about whether you've ever saved someone.
Yes. Oh my days. Oh my days. So many. Oh my gosh. All right, let me do it. Let me do my favourite one. I'll do last.
Oh, wow.
You've got a list of things.
More than Jesus.
Bless your cotton sock. I was actually on my way to... Do you know Jim Smallman used to have that wrestling thing?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, I went and saw it a couple of times.
Yes, I've been.
Yeah.
And I was on my way to
In Camden?
Yes.
Yeah, Leicester Ballroom.
Yeah. And I got on the bus and this old man got on the bus. And I used to work with the elderly. I used to do voluntary work. Okay, so he's very old, gets on the bus and he goes, "Excuse me, darling, does this bus go to Walthamstow?" And she was busy and she went, yes, it does, because she had loads of people. But we were at Walthamstow. That's the first sign.
She wasn't wrong.
No, she wasn't wrong. But he was like... sitting there, and I'm thinking, nah, that ain't right. So I kept turning round to look at him, and I could see him going through all these papers, and I went, "You're right, darling, where you going?" He said, "I'm just trying to get to Walthamstow." I said, "You got on at Walthamstow when we were on the bus." And he goes, "Oh, I'm lost." And I said, and he had this card, and I said, who's Rose? He goes, "It's my daughter." And I said, "I'm going to phone her for you." And so I stopped the bus. I said, "Driver, this man wants to get off." I rang his daughter and she went, "Oh my God, he got out. We've been searching for him."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they've been searching. And you know what? She goes, bless her, she lied to me. She goes, "I'll be there in 15 minutes. And she was there in half an hour.
Bitch.
And we sat, I know, we sat at the bus stop and I found out that he wasn't a nurse. And he said, "I can tell you're very caring." Found out that we were both born on the 12th of December. He could remember that. He just couldn't remember where he lived.
Right.
And so his daughter came running. The way she came running down the road, it made me cry because the panic in her face. They'd been looking for him. He'd just gotten out, you know, and just had gotten out and got on the bus.
Oh,
and the panic. So that was one. And and she wrote a really beautiful thing on Facebook. And I'll find it for you one day. That's number one. But my favourite one.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm really much a talker. Oh, look at that Queen's English. I'm really much a talker. I'm a real talker. Anyway, I'm getting on a tube, right? And there was these two boys. that were can only be described as not gothy, but you know, like nerdy, jacket in a t-shirt. Just
hello.
Too, yeah. 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 More like you, not like Jack. Funny enough, the one who was the protagonist was, he had on a shirt and he was like a Essex boy.
Right.
Okay. These two boys were just chatting away and he's going, are you two taking pictures of me? They didn't even have their camera. And he was going, you fucking want some? I fucking know you are. You take your pictures of me. And I'm sitting there going, like this. Then he moves. So imagine, you know how a tube carriage is. You've got all the seats, glass partition. They were on that glass partition. He was on the glass partition nearest to me. You fucking and went right up to them. And they were so scared. And that nerdy can't fight.
Yeah.
Going, you taking pictures of me? I fucking know you are. Can't know you out. So I'm there going, nobody ain't doing nothing. So I said, actually, he was taking pictures of me. And if you fuck up that man trying to chirp me because you want to have a fight with him, I will not be happy.
Nice.
Yeah?
Oh, you're a hero.
And he goes, oh, sorry, mate. I goes, yes, he was. He did have the camera, but he was surreptitious, and I could tell he was. And I kind of like it. I'm single. So don't you go fucking up my life, you know. So I said, as I got up and we got off at Waltham Central, I goes to the guy, do you want to take my number then, darling? And he goes, yeah, I do. And they went, God, goes, oh, I'm so sorry. And he walked in and he goes, thank you so much. I said, it's all right. He's just... he's mouthy. Mouthy. And and I literally stopped a fight on the tube. But I've stopped loads of fights.
You're a cape.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, just I really did. I really said that. I said, you see? Bless him. But I would have fought him. I would have fought him. He's a bully. He's a bully. And I can't stand bullies. I can't stand bullies. And I can't stand when children misbehave on tubes and buses. There was these boys knocking the woman, right? Effing and blinding. I had to tell them, hey, if you want to see her, come off the people, them tube train, man. Yeah? And just sit your ass still. And be shouting and then big people in the tube. You're mad. So many times, you know, I got to tell you this one, right? And then I move on. I'm on the bus I'm pretending to drive the bus seat downstairs because I don't go upstairs. My knees can't take it no more. Sitting on a bus, right? This one, I didn't have no car, no fucking money. And I'd be frozen chips in my bag.
Yeah.
Young girl wants to get on. She's a child in her furry slippers because sliders weren't the lick yet or Crocs weren't it yet. The faker's false eyelashes. I'm only 13. I'm 13. I'm 13. She didn't look 13.
Yeah.
He goes, you need your ID, which they do. She goes, I'm 13, but you know, you've got to let me on. I said, listen. I said, I've got frozen chips in this bag. The man ain't letting you on the bus. Come off his bus. Just come off the bus. He ain't letting you on.
Do you just and hang around on buses? Just
let me tell
just
you.
Just kick it off.
What happens is because I don't work a 9-to-5, I keep forgetting and getting on fucking buses when the picnic them, the children get on the bus.
It's just you and travelling. You even feel like...
I hate travelling.
You're so excited for the wrestling that you just start early.
Even in the car, you fall out of a sycamore. Fucking anything. Just
fall out of people when travelling.
Don't. Please, can you ask me another irrelevant question?
I'm going to find another question.
Yeah.
What's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you?
Actually, I've got a video where I sing a song about it. So I'm large. Let's just let the audience know. Yeah. On stage, if those of you who don't know who I am, I have been called fat, you fat fuck, you fat cow, you fat this, you fat that, you fat. So I'm a big lady. Okay. Getting off the bus. Oh my days. I just realised. So anyway, getting off this bus, there was a step. I thought the pavement was smooth. I had this ring that keeps the gold ring bit falls off. It's called a worry ring. Anyway, looking at the fucking ring, walking, missed a step. Oh, I went flying. Handbag went one place. Oyster card went another place. I had the phone managed to stay in my hand. Yeah? But the most embarrassing thing was, and Jack is not even skinny enough. Imagine four teenagers that look like Tom Daly.
Right.
The swimmer.
Yeah. Yeah?
In their pants.
No. They're like long distance marathon runners, but teenagers. You know them little children ain't got no fucking muscles yet.
Yeah.
Four of them tried to pick me up. Let me tell you this, right? Open brackets, because some people will say don't. But let me tell you, when you see when fat people talk about falling over and anything, you fucking laugh, people, because that shit is funny. Yeah? don't let no political correctness come and tell you, oh no, it's not funny. That fucking shit is funny, because our centre of gravity is fucked. They bless their heart. They proper crook their arm. Oh my days. They proper crooked their arm and tried to lift. Oh, it's so embarrassing. Because it was four of them. Oh. But you know, good, well brought up teenagers, because it was four of them. It was so. Oh, I just didn't want to. I had to do, you know, the only way is to. I literally had to go. Oh, no, it's all right. It's okay. And do the get on all fours and then hold on. Because even the bus driver got off the fucking bus to help me. And hold on to it, kind of crawl myself up and then one-handed my pass, one-handed me the... That is one of the most... It's most embarrassing because I know there is CCTV of that.
Oh,
right there.
That.
It's right there. It's right because it's at a bus terminus. So yeah. You know that. And that's one of the most embarrassing things.
Because it's not like one of the things where it's over, you can just forget about it. It just carried on.
And
like,
you know why?
It got worse.
Can I tell you why it did carry on? Because then I got on the train. I was going to a gig, funny enough. I got on the train and this man got on and it was really quiet and he just kept looking at me and then he went...
No.
You're the lady that fell over, did you? And I went, oh, yes. No, he goes, was it your back? And I said, no, it just was.
Don't say anything, mate. Don't say anything.
I know, no. He was old. He was old. He's older than me. So
he got out. Does this go off? Your daughter comes running down the road.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Yeah, that was the most embarrassing thing.
That is pretty embarrassing.
Yeah.
And falling over is just like a fucking...
It's just falling over now.
You know the falling over where you can't stop yourself?
Yes.
The 10-meter sort of like run. No. Yeah. Bang. Yeah. Gone.
Gosh. And I really twisted my ankle so badly that a friend had to come and pick me up because I was at the Comedy Store. And so had to come and get me because I couldn't even walk from the Comedy Store to Piccadilly Tube Station. And you know how close that is? That's even closer than Leicester Square because that's my route because I'm that lazy that the first app that I ever bought, not that you asked me, but if that was one of the questions, what was the first app that you ever bought on the App Store or whatever was called Tube Exits? Because I'm that fucking lazy.
Wait, did you get the...
Yeah, because you know how long a tube is. So you get on the tube at the front, yeah, and then you find out that the fucking exit that you want is at the back. Yeah. And you're like a cunt sitting there in the front. And there was an app that you could buy that would go, get on carriage number 7, middle doors. Oh, my day! Yeah.
I understand why you like gardening so much now, because you just... No public transport.
And I came here on public transport and I hate public. And you could have parked it. I mean, you could have parked outside. Oh, my day, that's parked it. You could have parked outside because it's like whatever.
Yeah. Tom, you organise this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's all right.
I'm just annoyed there's not a bus stop app which said make sure you put both feet firmly on the ground.
There is, I have the bus app and the train.
It'll be a whole thing just following Ninny around on buses.
Oh, let me tell you, I had this woman, feisty fucking bitch. She
hold back.
Get off the fence. Tell us what you think about her.
I went to sit down. Buses ram, you know. My girl's got all her shopping on the seat.
The bus again. This is the bus.
Sorry. You know, last one. I said, can I sit down? She actually said, and I quote, you're too big to sit in this seat. I said, that may be the case, but you're still going to move your fucking bags and let me sit down.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how dare you? How dare you try and embarrass me like that?
That is awful.
It really was. She's lucky I was on the lower deck because I would have. I didn't say fucking, but I would have cussed at her clerk, you see, but I didn't. Yeah. I would very. But it's hard. People can be horrible to you because you're fat. They think that they can.
Is that a common thing?
Yeah, this woman threatened to stab me on the. Anyway, loads of things.
Oh,
loads of things.
Jesus.
I know. Ask me about breakfast.
No, yeah. Oh, actually, I just found a new question. has anything ever happened on a bus?
I offered this man tissue. I offered this man tissue on the bus.
What was he doing?
Oh, you know them people who sniff and don't carry tissue. I can't stand it.
Oh, okay. On the way here, just fucking driving me mad on the way here. This is me on a train. Some bloke I'm sitting next to, so he's on his phone. That he just kept going this.
No! See, I couldn't.
Blow your fucking nose!
No,
it was driving me.
No!
It's like, guys, what are you doing? Like, do you not know?
No, they don't. They don't. They don't. It's disgusting. They don't. And I offered a guy a tissue. I said, "Darling, here's a tissue, my love."
Yeah, he just said that.
And he went like that. He just touched his nose and wiggled it. And I said, you need to blow. You need to blow. You need to blow, baby.
What's great is you said you offered him a tissue.
Yeah.
But what you actually said was, darling, here is a tissue.
Yes,
do you want a tissue?
Yeah, just, I said, here is a tissue.
Use it.
Yeah, there's certain sorts of like etiquette. Well, we might as well stick on the public transport thing.
No.
can't get off anyway.
Nothing.
Stick with it. But it's fucking just, it's a bizarre place. I do it a lot now. Just, it's such a tense place.
Yes, it
fucking,
is.
Everyone just drives you fucking.
But I always have fun. I really do. I will talk to people. Talked to people. If I see a really handsome guy, I will go and say, you really are handsome.
That's great.
You know why?
I make his day.
I know. Yeah. But you know, I do it because I have a tendency to think that a lot of these guys are not going to fancy some lady that's old enough to be their mum. So I can say whatever the fuck I like. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're handsome. And you go, well, thank you. I made this guy's day. He was.
I bet you did make his day. Yeah, I bet you did.
Really did. Going, bless like, him.
Little spring in his step there.
Yeah.
But I was thinking of an anxiety I've got on trains. You know the thing where the train pulls up and you've got to push the button and it's your job to push it?
Mm. Yeah.
It's a fucking start.
I know.
Start really panicking, tapping, thinking, what? It doesn't work. Well, it doesn't work. It's all down to me. You feel the pressure on everyone going, I'm the button pusher.
And when the light doesn't come on for ages as well, it's not me.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have to start clicking it, saying, just letting you know that like, I am clicking it. It's not me. I'm good at this.
Lady was doing it. She was pressing it, but the train hadn't stopped yet. And you kind of feel like.
But I understand her.
It's fine. Wait till it stops. But she looks so nervous.
You've got to show willing, though. I like it.
I'll tell you who are, and this is what I'm going to call these people. These people are cunts, right?
Okay.
People who move between carriages and leave the door swinging on the train. Do you know that thing?
Yeah.
That is the most cuntiest move. It's just because you know what it is? You shut that.
Yeah.
But I'm going. I'm going. Like it's like, and that's the sort of that proper winds me up. That does. Right, you're about to hear an advert. If you don't want to hear an advert, you can sign up to the Patreon where you will hear no adverts.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm really glad that you lot invited me on this thing, whatever it's called again. I don't even know. fucking irrelevant
bus
questions.
Tales. Yeah, yeah. Get to the bus stuff.
No. No, I want you to ask me about breakfast, please.
All right. What about breakfast?
I don't know, whatever the question
tell
is.
Tell me something about breakfast.
What if you're having this perfect start to the day? You've gone out, you smelled the garden.
Yeah.
It's looking fresh.
Yeah.
You've gone inside.
Yeah.
You're going to cook that breakfast. Yeah. What breakfast are you cooking?
Okay, it would be kippers.
Wow. Oh, great answer.
It would be kippers with onions.
What?
Cooked. Unless they're in a salad. But kippers with onions and scrambled egg.
Nice.
And a bit of salad.
Yeah.
And possibly some baked beans, but I doubt it. And sourdough toast.
Yeah.
Sourdough toast on brown, because white bread is just disgusting.
Not like white bread?
Nope. Not even the most expensive. Brown bread just has more of a taste to it.
I know what you mean.
That's breakfast number one, but you can't really get that. So my favourite breakfast, it would be bacon, sausage and egg, but they never do streaky bacon wherever you go. And that's the only one I like.
That's a good point, actually.
And so I only like streaky bacon, so I don't get bacon anymore because my bacon has to be dead, as do my eggs. And when I tell people to cook my eggs, I say to them, you cook my eggs properly. And then what you do is when you think, oh, no, that's cooked, you cook it some more. Mm. I want them murdered. I want them.
What, Friday? You talk about Friday?
Friday.
You don't have runniness.
I'm with you.
Vomiters.
Oh, really?
No. Not a. Let me tell you.
I've never seen these people, and those two sitting right there.
My scrambled egg is the consistency of an omelette.
Little rubbers. Yeah,
but a lot of people have really wet scrambled eggs.
Oh my gosh! Yuck! My dad used to love. I would make Daddy breakfast, and he would have these two fried eggs. And we were taught to do this in home economics. That's how long ago I went to school. But you'd get the hot oil and pour it over the yolk to keep it in place, cooked, but just on the outside.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you just get, as the oil is hot, you just spoon it over the egg and that keeps it still. Uh-huh. The first thing Daddy would do when you bring him the breakfast is take the fork and go, and I can still smell that raw egg. As he would break the yolk and it would go all over his sausage and in his baked beans.
That sounds great.
I can see it now. Disgusting. That was so disgusting.
You two over there. The other side of the table, you two.
Yeah.
Eggs like you get in McDonald's in the breakfast.
Yes. Perfect.
I don't even like it.
I don't even want to see the shiny bit in the eggs. Because sometimes I'll do an egg and it's shiny and you'll see me, if I can't be able to go back again because they're going to spit in my food. You'll see me eat all around the shiny bit, which is still not cooked enough. But when I went to my first ever all-inclusive, only in 2018, I've never been all-inclusive in my life, and I'm going to be 56. There was this girl cooking, and I would always go to her, and I go, you know, I would like my eggs, because I told her, cook that again. Press it. Keep pressing it, babe. Keep pressing it, babe. I said, and I cut it in front of her. I said, you see that? Perfect. She just knew how to do my eggs for me. I just cannot stand.
I don't think. Sorry. Oh, by the way, I went on a holiday half board, all inclusive the whole time, didn't I? Oh.
No, I really?
Said, I'm the system.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was walking at lunch. Everyone had a orange band. I had a red band. I was just bowling in. Every time I was shitting myself. You know what I mean? I was like,
you Darren Browned it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'd walk in and then they go, hola. I go, hola. Straight in. Bosh. Here we go. But that was, and it was like, it made the food taste better.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, I'm getting away with this. This is fucking brilliant. Yeah. I was thinking, do you ever do that thing when there's like buffet, you was judging other people's plates. Mm. Like, what's he walking away with? What's the nutcase doing? Nuggets and spaghetti.
I judge more somebody who has less on their plate than somebody who has piled it up.
You got to pile it up.
If I see someone, I'm like, why have they only got like three things on them? What's going on with them?
Yeah.
Think they're better than me?
Yeah.
Like,
what's
going on here?
I will load everything I fucking like. What are you saying? Yeah. So you see, if I like a sausage,
Yeah.
I'm not putting two sausages, I'm putting four sausages.
Yeah.
Then I'm having a bowl for the baked beans because I can't have my baked beans touching my food if possible. And then I'm having some olives on the side. Nice. I'm having my three fried eggs there.
Yeah.
I'm having tomato on the side and then my toast on another plate. That's and nice. If I can get it mustard. But again, not everybody does mustard.
What are you washing the breakfast down with? What's the drink?
So I don't drink and eat because it's not good for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So not good for you to force the food down. But afterwards, and then I don't drink anything for at least half an hour.
Right.
Wow.
And at breakfast, I would have a soft drink. Because I only have coffee first thing in the morning. Help me to shit.
Do you eat fast or slow?
Oh, fast.
Yeah, I'm fast.
Yeah.
It's quite a dry breakfast, though, with no running.
Yeah. Yeah, there's baked beans.
I don't know you said the beans,
but they're
separate. And tomato ketchup and mustard.
Right, okay.
I was going to ask this, because you know you said you were scared of them spitting in your food. Are you a complainer or not? You just stick. Because you seem like you stand up for what you believe in. But
yes,
you
know I do. So I choose my battles. So, for instance, if I've asked them to do the egg, and I can see, like if you're at a hotel and there's not much staff and they're stressed, I will eat the egg as much as I can. So, no, I won't. I'm not always a complainer because it's about choosing my battles. And so I think to myself, Nin, you can afford to not eat the whole fucking egg, for crying out loud. So I will just eat around what is cooked. So, no, I'm not a complainer all the time. Depends on what it is.
Yeah, because I did it for the flight. One of the first times the other week.
Ooh.
It was like, I bought it, but it's quite like a posh, you know, sort of posh calves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was like on a, is it ciabatta?
Yeah.
Ciabatta, I think. Yeah. And I was like, just like.
Did he go?
It was like,
very good.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. Yeah, I like it.
Chewbacca. Oh, Chewbacca.
Yeah, nice. Everybody listening heard that and they're going to go, how did he not get that? What a fucking plum. That's what they're going to say. I hope at least two people go, what a fucking plum. And then write in.
Dear
points of view. Yeah. I was listening to Jack Skipper and I did actually say, what a fucking plum. And then all the youngsters who are listening to this go, what a fuck's point of view? And then they'll go, oh, don't worry, darling.
It'd be funny if the complaint was there was a hair in it.
But
it was that thing where it was like so stale, it was I couldn't cut it.
Yeah.
I sort of had like two mouthfuls, I don't like to complain. I had to go off and go, mate, this is shit. But you know, like, I got to get in the mood for like, I was with someone, I sort of got in the mood for eating, I'll get you another one. Then I just weren't hungry. I just went up and went, no, don't worry about it. I'll just have to. Don't worry about it. But I got all my money back and all that.
Yeah.
I didn't even ask for my money back. I just was like, don't want that.
Mm.
I was like, you got to, haven't you? You got to complain. Do you know what I don't like that? People like complaining in like McDonald's. He's like, you're in fucking McDonald's, mate. Do you know what I mean? Or people saying, I want it done like this or done like that. You think, just.
No.
If you don't like gherkins, fucking take it out.
Yes.
It's not like, you know what I mean? You're paying £2 or whatever it is.
It's like the horse meat lasagna, frozen lasagna scandal. It's like, come on, what did you think was it?
Exactly.
It's a lottery. If you're paying under a fiver, it's a lottery.
Oh, yeah. I saw an old lady in KFC with her grandson. It was like, I didn't want to patronise him, but she didn't understand the concept of KFC. So she's going, I want one breast. And it's like, do you know, she's not getting that. It's like, you're going, I want to sort of help out here. Explain this, like, it's not like that. So
How were they with her?
They were quite patient, to be fair. But I mean, but it was like, that's the sort of thing. Injustice like that.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I fucking kicked off in B&Q once.
Because
There was this bloke, there was this old boy with his card, right? And the bloke said, well, if you put it in like that, it's not going to work.
Oh, no, not that me, that'd be me.
And I just went, well, you fucking, it happened once, let it go.
Yeah.
It was early morning as well. I was like, who are you fucking talking to? I helped the bloke out of his car. Like, why are you fucking talking to people like that? I was just like, I lost it with him.
Yeah.
Anything like that, injustice.
Yeah.
I did it in Sydney as well once, saw a bloke on a bicycle push an old man. And it's like, it was instinct. I'm not like that. I'm sort of quite. But when things happen, it's like I just legged it across the road, like fucking anything like that.
Yeah.
Quite
sort
of like anything injustice. Bullying, isn't it? It's bullying.
Bullying. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
It is.
And that's what makes me go without even
same here.
Thinking. Impulsive, isn't it?
Really. Yeah. It really is. And you know, and I will do the same. I had this lady and she was queuing up and she goes, oh, I'm going to leave my basket here. And she came around and I was at the head of the queue and this guy goes, well, were you pushing in for? She goes, oh no, I put my basket in. He goes, well, you can't be there. And I turned around to him and I said, she told me that she was going to be there. And he goes, well, she shouldn't. I said, nobody didn't ask you.
Yes.
And leave her alone.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. And then he proceeded to talk some more. I said, I'm the wrong one to talk some more to because I've got a loud voice. And trust me, the whole of this Sainsbury's will hear my voice. The whole of it. So.
Was that an awkward?
This podcast, all people have been playing with the volume the whole time.
I mean. I just don't know. I think
we've got to wrap up soon. But I was thinking, what would be.
I don't want it to wrap up soon. Who's editing? Are you the editor? Well, then edit out all the shit. Oh, have they only booked this room till, and then they start have to put 50p in a meter, and now all the people are going to Google 50p in a meter.
I think we're way past it, but let's keep going.
I was going to say, like, what we need. I think a great idea.
Can I have another one of the questions, and then go to your great idea, please?
That was a great idea. I was just going to say, but like Ninia Benjamin Vigilante.
Ninia, you're wearing merch. I'm a Ninia's ninja.
I'm a Ninia's ninja T-shirt.
So is that people that solve injustices on bus stops?
No, yeah. That's just
Ninia's ninjas.
Yeah. Ninjas is great.
These are just my super fans, my absolute super fans. And it really represents them. I've got, you know, because one of my super fans is in a wheelchair permanently, and I do have some other disabled ninjas, and you've got all the colours, right? Yeah. As well. And just my ninjas super fan. Like, and they just
what can my fans be called?
Skippers.
I don't know.
Actually, I like that.
You like kippers. So
do you like kippers though?
I don't know. I'm well basic. Kippers, brown bread though, actually, and butter. But not even toast.
Yeah. With kippers, it is buttered bread, not toast. I got that wrong.
My dad taught me.
But bran.
Yeah, yeah. My dad only ever cooked me two things, right? One was kippers, right? I remember there was this moment when I got back from the caravan. We used to go down the caravan. My dad never used to come. And like, I was like, he said he was working. I mean, but he's wanking. So basically, I got back, get back from the caravan, right? And he never used to come. I walked in. I said, Dad, what are you making? He was like, I'm making a sausage sandwich. I'd never heard of it. Right? Heard of it. And I was like, what? And since then, I'm just like, it's the best thing. It's the best thing to me. You know, sausages, you know what I mean? You slice them down the middle. And they you know when they start to black a little bit.
Yep.
They look slightly but charred slightly on the inside of it. Like, oh.
Tomato ketchup or
brown sauce.
Where are you from originally? You from London?
Croydon originally.
So you're like South London, yeah? You know, you're not from up north about brown sauce.
Brown sauce and sausage.
Oh, red, yick. Red on bacon. Yick, yickity.
It's a London thing. And there's on the HP sauce, there's a picture of London.
Yeah. No. I don't care.
Maybe it's a Westminster thing.
Yeah. Yuck.
Jacob Rees-Mogg.
Actually, no, but my dad used to have daddies.
My dad used to have daddies. You used to have to put daddy sauce, and then he would mix that runny egg yolk in with the daddy sauce. Lord.
I tell you, I saw this fucking wrong. I'm sorry, I'm angry at people, right? In a calf, I could have headbutted him, right? Put mayonnaise on a fry up.
Amateur. Bullies.
If you're having egg and chips, what would you have it with? Tomato ketchup or mayonnaise? Or none?
Egg and chips.
Probably none, actually.
Yeah.
Okay. What would you have?
It's ketchup.
And what would you have? Egg and chips?
Probably red sauce, yeah.
What part of Sheffield are you from? who lives near London? Who fucking calls it red sauce?
So you've got to wait.
Sorry, Tom. Wait. No, sorry, babe. Sorry. Tom, serious, that's a heart attack, yeah?
Yeah.
You ever call tomato ketchup fucking red sauce?
I don't. I call it tomato sauce, or I just call it tomato ketchup.
Thank who? Unless it's red somebody sauce. Outside of the M25.
To be perfectly fair to Jack, he did just say he was basic.
No, babes. No. That's something that you've picked up along the way about fucking red sauce.
Red sauce.
Do you call it red sauce, babe?
No, I call it ketchup.
Thank you.
but I also don't want to join it. I don't want to bully Jack.
Yeah, because Jack.
No, for real, babe.
I called it red sauce.
Babe, do you brown sauce? Okay, but you really don't say tomato ketchup or ketchup.
Actually, what pisses me off? People call brown sauce HP sauce. That's
why. Because
they got different brand. They do different stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So that makes no. I get pissed off for that.
I don't think you're going to deflect this.
I'm trying to go, you know, because when I had red sauce, he's got a fucking left-handed accent. He's saying red sauce. Oh, no, you have to ask your followers red sauce to wrath.
Red or brown.
And I bet you any money. I mean, and so when you have strawberry syrup on your ice cream, do you go, oh, can I have the sweet red sauce, dear?
Strawberry syrup, I'm asking. I don't have that. I'm choc ice. So I was going, choc ice. My granny even gave me a choc ice. Just a choc ice. It was like shit paper. Do you remember that?
Yeah, the choc ice
is like the thinnest crap.
And the best choc ices are from Littles anyway. Babes, onion vinegar or normal vinegar on your chips?
Just normal vinegar. It's like Sarsen's. Is that what it's called, isn't it?
Yeah,
normal vinegar. I've heard of
the one from the chip shop.
Yeah, chip shop vinegar. What's onion vinegar? I don't.
Are you lot?
Where are you from? Hey?
Next thing you know, you lot are going to be putting, telling me, oh yeah, I love gravy on my chips.
No.
I have tasted the other side.
How do you not know what onion vinegar is? You know when you see the pickled onions in the big jar?
Yeah.
Please. Have onion vinegar on your chips next time.
I'll try this.
Fish and chips.
I'm open-minded, Lillian, not like you.
First of all, I have to apologise to everybody. Like, being somebody's bigger, how I've managed to inveigle fucking food into this conversation. And for a whole 10 minutes we've been chatting about food, you know. Well, we could
literally ask me to ask you about your breakfast. You told me.
Oh, my days. I'm so glad I've come to this. Can you ask me just a irrelevant question?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Just one irrelevant.
Did I do it? Right, what's the worst thing that's happened to you on holiday?
Shitting on the... In the river.
In the... Whoa.
Near the river.
What was your holiday?
Yeah, that's when, you know, but...
Shitting in the river.
You know what? Because I haven't been on many holidays, really. Can I tell you the best thing?
You didn't tell the story. What river? Shitting in the river. Next question.
What river was it?
It's a river near... Thames. In Dominica somewhere. I don't even fucking know where it was. But, you know, I just went to the side and there was no toilet paper. I had to use my knickers to wipe my arse. So disgusting.
What did you do with the
panty?
Knickers?
I flung them...
In the river.
Threw them in the river.
I flung them in the stones and hopefully they'll biodegrade.
The river fiends. I hope it weren't the Ganges. People washing that.
No. But then, oh, my days. But no, nothing... Is it me? We went on holiday to Dominica. No, but it didn't happen to me. And where Dominica is, it's a volcanic island and it's got lots of places where you can fall off cliffs. And a couple of people of the party that I was in fell off a cliff and their car went into a ravine and they didn't have no insurance.
Paradise.
I know. Just fucked.
They survived. Right.
Oh, yeah. Right. I wouldn't be telling the story.
Because I thought that.
This was worth getting on a bus, a train, and a tube.
Yes.
I mean, that's a good place to end it there. Yeah. Because this could turn quickly.
Yeah. Really was.
Before she told me I was nice, and then she did speak on the podcast. Now we've got. But seriously, thank you so much for coming.
I've got to thank Tom for inviting me.
Oh.
Yeah, because I know you was the one who forwarded my name. I know it didn't come from Jack.
No, it did.
I've got a record. It came from Jack.
Where's
the
record?
Ninia just doesn't want to like me.
Yeah.
I like Jack. I do like Jack. But, you know, just to be honest.
I told you we should have stopped it. I told you.
Ninia Benjamin, everybody.
Yay. I love them. I love them all. I will touch their willies in a minute.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.